Welcome to your five for the day. Somebody once said, there is no use running fast when you're on the wrong road. I think this is an appropriate title for our message for today, as it is about two individuals walking on a path. And at the end of that day's journey, they had to make a decision as to whether or not to invite the stranger who had walked with them to stay with them for dinner. Only then, when the stranger blessed the meal, did they realize that they had been all along walking to Emmaus with Jesus Christ. Perhaps we are in some way on the pathway, walking with Christ and not even knowing it is Him. We're so concerned about our struggles that we cannot see Him, and yet He has been a part of our lives for as long as we can remember. In one of his letters, the Apostle Peter wrote, "Your life is a journey. You must travel with a deep consciousness of God." But it seems to me that our arguments today cloud our consciousness, and we are unable to see God in our lives. And when Peter stood with the other disciples on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, he urged everyone who heard him to repent and change their lives, to get out of the culture that was trapping them. What Peter was encouraging his listeners to do 2,000 years ago is no different today. When you come to a fork in the road, take it. God's message yet again is go stand at the crossroads and look around. Ask for directions to the old road, the tried and true road. Then take it. Discover the right route for your souls. In the prophet Jeremiah's days, the people said, "Nothing doing. We aren't going that way." Even when God provided a watchman to warn them, to set off the alarm, sadly the people said, "It's a false alarm. It doesn't concern us." Whether we choose to hear the words of the disciples or the word of God through his ancient prophets, we have to make a change in the direction we are headed. Jeremiah warned the people of the dangers that they would encounter if they did not choose the correct path. Peter urged the people in Jerusalem to begin a new life in Christ. What path will we walk? What decisions will we make? Shall we let our prejudices and ignorance lead us, or shall we open our eyes and free our minds so that we see Jesus? I recently heard a message and it didn't seem to have an ending. That is a problem that I often have as well, struggling to find an ending for my messages. But the ending today is quite clear. We can continue to walk on the path that we have chosen to follow, but it is quite clear that it is a path that leads to a disastrous end. Or we can choose to walk that path with Christ, knowing that such a life leads to freedom and life. But to walk this second path, we must repent of our old ways, forsake our ignorance, and see the world as God would have us to see it, not as others would see it. We can walk on the road to Emmaus and ignore the stranger that we encounter, or we can treat the stranger as a friend and see Jesus. The choice is clearly ours today. The truth is that our finest moments are most likely to occur when we are feeling deeply uncomfortable, unhappy or unfulfilled. For it is only in such moments, propelled by our discomfort, that we are likely to step out of our ruts and start searching for different ways or truer answers. God bless you. Thank you for listening.